down with Kevin Williams, Vikings defensive tackle. The fans know you as Kevin Williams, but in the locker room, you're called the Ticket. How'd you get that nickname?
Older guys. I was a pup on the D-line when I was drafted, and at the time, Kevin Garnett was a big ticket, so they deemed me the little ticket when I was drafted, and it's been stuck ever since.
You've been a Viking and a really good Viking for basically a decade here in Minnesota. You feel like you've played on some pretty good defenses over your time?
We've gotten better. When I was drafted, defense was a side note, kind of, because we had the Dantes and the Michael Bennings and Randy Moss and Klein Saucer, and we had a high-flying offense, so defense was kind of a side note. We stopped them when we could, and we outscored a lot of people. We've gradually grown into having some top 10 defenses since I've been here, and it's been great.
For you personally, the position you play and the style that you play, why have you been able to play for such a long time at such a high level, do you think?
It's just me, I guess. No, you got to have your technique. I mean, a lot of guys get in and they want to run into the brick wall all the time and just use all their physical attributes. You gotta outthink the guys and be able to use your craftiness to get over sometimes. I mean, because the most physical guy and the strongest guy doesn't win the battle all the time. You got to be able to use your technique and know when to do certain things in the line and to be successful.
I don't know if going through phases is the right way to say it, but you've specialized in different things your entire career. You had a lot of sacks. You were a top pass rushing defensive tackle at one stage in your career. Then Pat Williams comes here, and even still today, you guys are really stout against the run. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of how you've seen it too? Your game is not necessarily evolved, but you've kind of been able to have success on a lot of different areas of the game.
Yeah, I wanted to be on the field a lot, so you kind of got to develop a jack-of-all-trades mentality, and that's what I wanted to do. I coming out, I couldn't play the run, so all I could do was rush the passer. That was the notes on me, so I still wanted to be able to rush the passer and show him I could stop the run and do all everything that's called upon. So kind of took that upon myself and just developed.
It's worked. Another thing, though, that kind of goes under the radar until it happens in a game, and it just happened last week against Chicago, block kicks. You have a penchant for being able to do that.
The guys around me give you good push, and you just have to do the hardest part and find the ball and get your hand on it, because I could have had two that game, but I actually ran by one, I believe. Yeah. So it's kind of crazy. You get through there and you got to line your hands up with the guy kicking the ball. Sometimes you hit it, sometimes you don't. Just been thankful to get a couple.
So, and that's the thing. It probably comes really close to happening a lot, but people just don't realize it because they're not really looking for it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a skill to be able to, it's almost like a hand-eye coordination thing, do you think?
Well, this is the thing. You could get all the push in the world sometimes, and you can be right on the kicker, and he can get it over your head or over your hand in less than a second. And then a lot of times, you don't get any push at all and just jump, and he'll kick it low. So, I mean, it's a combination of being in the right place at the right time, but a lot of times the best push in the world don't get the block. I mean, you just get your hands up sometimes in the kick plane, and he'll drive one low, and you'll get a hand on it. It's just different things that happen.
We got final five-game stretch coming up here. We're in the thick of it. What do you think about our team so far?
I think we've done well. I mean, we've left some games out there, no doubt about it, but I think the outside world is, we probably exceeded their expectation, but inside the locker room, we expected a lot more from this team this year, and I think we should still be probably three games we should have won and still be in better shape than what we're in, but right now, all we can do is take care of the next game we have and move from there.
And that's it. The next game, man, that's the Green Bay Packers, a team you've played a ton, a really good rivalry in the NFL, Vikings-Packers. Is it a game that you look forward to? I know you're a big fan of college sports, and rivalries are such a big part of college sports. Yeah. But we have a good one here with the Packers, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a wonderful rivalry. And the minute you step into the Vikings locker room, it's just a feeling that you don't want those guys to succeed in any form or fashion. And it just takes over you once you become a Viking, and you can't even explain it. My wife even, she can't stand the Packers to win a game. Yeah. So it's just bred into you. Soon you'll be put on the purple, and you don't even have to practice for this game this week. We could go out and play it today.
What are going to be in the defensive line meeting room, the one or two or three goals for this game? What do you think they're going to be?
Oh, get Aaron Rodgers. He's the engine that makes the car go, and when he's on, they're on and having success. So it's our best bet is to get to him, disrupt him, sack him, hit him, just make him uncomfortable and miserable whenever we play him.
And we'll celebrate on the plane ride home.
Absolutely.
All right, man, good luck.
All right, thank you.